And should we do Vikings final score tomorrow? We're going to do that tomorrow because Raisin Friday.
It's a bit early, isn't it? It's Monday night.
That's right. It's a Monday night game. So you guys can handle it then. All right. You're here Monday, are you not?
I am.
All right. Yeah. You guys can handle that on Monday.
We'll take that one off your plate, Jay.
Take that one off my plate. You'll have to take the other one off my plate then, too. You got to take them both off my plate. There's two games. Still got Green Bay and the Bears.
Yeah, when do they play the Bears again? The 29th?
29th, last game of the season. Yeah,
I won't be here, so.
All right, we'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Where there's a will, there's a way. All right.
I'm flying out on Christmas Eve through O'Hare.
That's right. You're going to O'Hare to get that popcorn, right? That delicious popcorn.
I'm
going to
navigate the Holiday Airlines and maybe do some sprinting through O'Hare. Maybe.
Well, Sonny, didn't you say that your connecting gate, everything's like right there so you don't have to make the run?
I'm knocking on wood here.
Normally it is.
Normally, I have to go way out of my way just to go to Terminal B to get my popcorn and then go all the way back.
What is this? If you didn't hear yesterday, Kyle, I think it was yesterday, day before, Kyle's going out to the East Coast. He's going to New Hampshire. He's going to go spend time with the family, over him and his wife, over the holidays, over Christmas. And Kyle's just excited because there is this popcorn that they sell at the airport in Chicago. Is it O'Hare, the only place you can get this popcorn in Chicago?
Chicago is the only place you can get this.
So it's not just at the airport. If you're in Chicago, right, you can find it around the greater Chicago metro area.
Yeah, it's called Garrett's Gourmet Popcorn.
Okay, and it's your standard popcorn, but it's not your standard popcorn. It's just wonderful.
They
do something with this stuff that makes it fantastic.
The cheesy kind just kind of melts in your mouth. It's amazing.
All right. Well, you have fun out in New Hampshire, my friend.
I will.
Okay, let's get back to this. So here's my question. 293-9000, toll free 1-888-970-9329. Why are you engrossed into this whole impeachment thing? I also want to know, if you're not watching it, why are you not watching it? I can tell you why. I mean, it's on in my office. I go home, it's on because Alex has it on. I don't really pay any attention to it. At the end of the day, this is a big nothing. Nothing is going to happen here. This thing's going to go over to the Senate, and it's over. It's all done. It's shot down. President Trump is not going to be yanked out of office. But I bring this up because this voice message I got from a listener, and again, an elderly gentleman, I don't know if that matters or not, but I just left me a message railing on me because basically saying, you know, you claim to be a Trump supporter, but yet you are not defending him on your show or spending time on the impeachment. And my answer, and I didn't call this guy back. I'm not going to call him back. If you're listening, sir, you can call in. For me, there's nothing here to discuss. I'm not going to spend hours a day talking about the impeachment inquiry or the impeachment. Because at the end of the day, President Trump, and I'm glad, is still going to be the president of the United States. And come 2020, he is going to give four more years. It's going to happen. And I look at this whole thing. I look at this whole impeachment. What is it? Impeachment inquiry, whatever. I look at it as, again, it is a group of politicians, the Dems, that are upset that they lost the election, and they will find and do anything to try and get this guy out of office. And at the end of the day, he's not getting out of office. I think you have a lot of these folks that are upset, and I'm not going to say just the left on this, but some of the right too are upset that here's a guy that comes into Washington D.C. and in less than 4 years, gets stuff done, whether you want to admit it or not. And you have people that have been in Washington for years and get nothing accomplished. Nothing. And this guy comes in, economy is rocking and rolling. The markets are rocking and rolling. He's going to get something done with China. Unemployment is way down. Folks on public assistance is way down. So he's getting stuff done. But again, you have politicians that have been in Washington for years and they can't accomplish the things that this guy has done. And I'll say it again. At the end of the day, President Trump, it's going to go to the Senate. They're going to shoot it down. That's it. It's over. It's all over. I look at this as you are wasting taxpayer dollars. You are wasting time. There is so much stuff that needs to be done in this country, and these people are sitting here day in and day out bickering and going back and forth, again, wanting this president to out of office. They'll do and say anything, and I just, Kyle, I can't watch it. Even if it was a Democratic president that was up there, I still couldn't watch it. This is just nothing. It is nothing. Now, I know for some people, this is like their Super Bowl. They're loving this stuff.
So what's happening here is that by the end of today,
they make the vote, right?
They will pass this through, these two pieces of impeachment. And then it will go to the Senate. And that is where I predict it'll get shot down.
It'll be done.
It has the opportunity if there are, I think there are like a handful of Republican senators that could be turned. Yeah, one of them is Mitt Romney. I mean, they could be turned. They have a history of not liking Donald Trump, but they won't turn their back to the party.
No.
So it has nothing to do with Trump at that point. It has to do with sticking with their party.
Again, at the end of the day, President Trump isn't he isn't going anywhere. And yes, I am. I am a Trump supporter, but no, I'm not gonna spend hours day in and day out talking about something that is just. It is an absolute waste of, I think, taxpayer
the
dollars.
The articles of impeachment?
This whole thing is a waste. It's a waste of time. And you don't know what's fact and what's fiction. I mean, you just don't. Again, you have Minnesota's Colin Peterson, who represents a big chunk of this listening audience. You know, and he's a Dem, although I think he's more of a, what do they call him, Blue Dogs? Is that what they are? Is that the...
He is a moderate Republican with a D after
with
his
name. And I know that the Republicans are trying to, hey, come on over to our side.
He has to toe a line because in his district,
it's Trump district.
Trump won by 30 points.
Yep, it was.
What he has to do is he has to. He always has been a moderate Republican, but he's affiliated with the Democratic Party.
I was
and
surprised
that's because. Being from Minnesota, you have to have the D at the end of your name, but then at the same time, your constituents are mostly Republicans, so he is one of those hybrids.
But you know what?
I just think he should become part of the Republican Party be who he is.
But you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit, Kyle, where credit's due. You know what? He's not doing what a lot of the politicians do, and that's toe the party line. You know what I'm saying? I mean... He's like, you know what? I'm going to do what my constituents want. Now, of course, he's doing that because, you know, if he stays in office, he hasn't said if he's going to run again or not. But if he stays in office, of course, you want to do what they're going to make your constituents happy.
I think he's kind of a hypocrite because I think he should just join the Republican Party.
293-9000, toll free 1-888-970-9329. Email or text talk@wday.com. Want to know just your thoughts in general. Have you been following the impeachment inquiry? Now you got the debating, the articles of impeachment going on for hours today. Have you been following this? Why? If not, why not? Like me, I think a majority of Americans look at this as a waste of time. Unless you're just an absolute diehard Trump hater, then you think this is the greatest thing. I know there are people out protesting last night outside Congressman Kelly Armstrong's office here in Fargo, and hey, you want to go out and protest? Fine, that's what makes America great. But do you really think you 2-3 dozen people are gonna do anything? Change any? You're not.
This whole thing is on those 5 Republican senators that could get swung. It's all on them.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen.
If they can't change their minds and have them vote for it, then
they're not.
Then goodbye. I mean, this is done. It's over with.
Jay, impeach him. Nah, he ain't getting impeached. As much as you want him impeached, that is not going to happen. Jay, when it comes to the fiasco concerning our president, I go by what Scripture says to me. No weapon formed against you. You shall prosper. God bless President Trump. All right. I'm not going to spend a whole afternoon on this. And again, you know, just because I don't spend hours day in and day out talking about this doesn't mean I'm not a Trump guy. I am a Trump guy. But I think a majority of Americans are not following this. They don't care. And again, President Trump will still be President Trump. It's going to go to the Senate.
You know, the people that I want to hear about, the people that I want to hear from are not people like you or people like me. I want to hear from those people that are Republicans that want him impeached.
Well, you're not going to hear that. I mean, they're more than
they're out there.
They're out there. I think they're very few. I think as this fiasco continues, it's just solidifying President Trump for four more years. All right, 293-9000 phone number, Jay Thomas Show. I forgot, 305, David Owen's going to join us. It looks like they got their petition okay. They're going to reshoot the thing for legalized marijuana. I'm bringing them in here. I want to know what road they're going down this time. Are they going to make this thing as ridiculous as they did last time, or are they going to make it more palatable for the citizens of North Dakota where they go, you know what, I can get on board with this one.
I think it's taken a complete 180
compared to
what it was like before.
We'll talk to him at 3:05 this afternoon. Kirsten Keeley, Lottie Dodd coming up. All right, so
I've got a question for you, Jay.
What do you got?
Since we're talking this impeachment thing.
Just until the bottom of the hour. Then we
just
gotta
until
move
the
on.
Bottom of the hour.
So if you want to weigh in on it, do not call me after 2:30 about this. You call now because we're done. Mm-hmm. I'm not wasting an afternoon talking yakking national politics.
I mean,
I know really nothing about them.
At the end of the day, you are a Trump supporter, so you do follow those lines a little bit, though, because if you think about it, if I was to ask you, did you think that when the impeachment of Bill Clinton was happening, did you think that was a huge waste of time?
I did too, but I was a lot younger. I mean, you got to realize when that happened, I was young. I wasn't, you know, my whole world was going out drinking with my buddies and you know, working on cars and messing around. I just wasn't, you know, I personally thought it was ridiculous. You know, the guy was having sexual relations with that girl. I thought, why are we wasting time on this? That's between him and his wife and his family.
Yep.
And we're going to impeach the dude over this. I thought it was ridiculous.
Well, because I mean, he's abusing his power to have sex with women. That, you know, that's the argument there.
I'm not going to argue that one with you. I'm not going down that road because she was of age and a consenting adult. And yeah, she looked at him as, oh, it's the president.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest here. She was no angel in all this.
But it's very similar to what we're seeing with Donald Trump, right? I mean, he's getting accused of abusing his power.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And I don't think the president did anything wrong.
I guess I guess it's refreshing to me to hear you say that it was a waste of time for Bill Clinton to be impeached.
Yeah.
Just as much as it is for it being a waste of time for Trump to be impeached.
I did. I thought, what are we doing here?
Because I think a lot of people that support Trump would flip-flop on that. They'd go, well, the Bill Clinton impeachment, that was worthy of our time because, you know, we'll just fill in whatever answer they want to give. But this one is a complete waste of time.
Well, there are people, too, that, you know, they want to toe that party line, you know. You can't deviate from the, you know, the party.
Right.
I'm just not, yeah, I, Bill Clinton, no. And didn't again, you know, I was young. Didn't the Dems try to or talk about?
I wasn't even into politics back
Reagan?
Then. I mean, that was.
Was it Reagan, though? Didn't they try to do this with Reagan? Folks, I don't know because politics is for me, I find it. You know, when I was excited about politics, the only real time in my life I was excited is when President Trump said he was going to run for office, because I said for years on this radio program before that I think that he should run for president, because I always thought that this country is a business and this country should be run like a business. And I got poo-pooed and laughed at and scoffed at, and I'm like, I'm telling you, I think this guy could do the job, and I do think he's doing the job. Do I think there are things he can tone down? I do. But that's not him. That's his personality. We didn't vote this guy in to be some candy, you know what. We voted him in to get things done in Washington, and he's doing that. But it was fun when he was running, when he got elected, and I think it's going to be fun come November 2020, or when we start getting closer to November 2020, because whoever gets the nod on the left, he is going to annihilate them.
As much as I dislike him, I will say it's entertaining, because there's always something. There's always bombs that he wants to drop, you know. But I will say, if he is such a good, I mean, as a businessman, if you want the country run like a business, our deficit is bigger than it's ever been.
Our deficit is huge.
I mean, if we were
huge.
A business, we would be Chapter 11, goodnight, doors are shut.
Well, you know what? I'll agree with you. Our deficit is huge, and he's trying to work on that, but you got things you got to get done. It's just, you know, that happens. I don't like it. I don't like that we're spending all the money that we're spending. Because what happens? It comes back on us hardworking citizens. You know, we end up having to pay more in taxes, even though we did get a tax cut from the president. But at the end of the day, I'm not a big political guy. I get it. It was fun when he was running. It's fun now, believe me. I don't really watch as many of his rallies anymore because they're all basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same song and dance.
It's the same thing.
Whoever's attacking him that week, he's going to go after.
Yeah, it is. But again, the guy's got my vote 2020, and I'm still going to support the guy. Hey, Therese, Park Rapids, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi.
Hey, Therese.
I'm a little bit confused. Yeah. I listen to Red Eye Radio, and they are pro-Trump, and then on KFGO with Joel Heitkamp, then Dorgan has been on there, and then today Kent Conrad. And both Dorgan and Conrad said, no, he's doing misdemeanors and da-da-da-da-da, he should be impeached, versus Red Eye Radio. I don't think he should be impeached, but what do you think about that contrast?
I mean, that's a contrast, Therese. That has gone on for years now. It just depends on who is giving their point of view on it. Now, Conrad and Dorgan, they're diehard left. They always will be. They're on Joel's show on. I'm not going to give the call. Well, that doesn't matter. KFGO, whatever. It's a sinking ship over there. Joel is a diehard left. He claims he's not, but he is. He is. The whole crew over there is. Everybody on that station is a diehard left. So they are going to be against. Red Eye Radio's a right. And you got right shows on the right as well. It just, that's why it's so hard to watch or listen to anything, because it depends. Like, you can go on. I do this once in a while, very seldom, because I got more important things to do, like drink beer and have fun with my buddies. And you can, like, turn on Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity, You watch Sean Hannity for like 5 minutes and you just want to beat the living crap out of everybody on the left, okay? Then you can turn around and listen to Rachel Maddow, and it's absolutely 100% the opposite. And the problem is people watch this stuff and think it's news, and it's not news. It is entertainment. That's all it is. It's so hard to get the straight scoop on anything anymore when it comes to politics. It's just tough. Therese, you just got to use common sense, and you got to go with your gut. That's what I do. I mean,
we do know that there are articles of impeachment that have been passed. So, I mean, that's a fact. That's out there.
And you know what?
Whether or not,
so
it's
what?
Not up to us to decide whether those articles of impeachment hold ground or not. That's up for the Senate to hold the trial.
And, well, my opinion is they don't hold water. And the Senate's going to shoot this thing down. So this is all going to have been a waste of time by the Dems. Therese, appreciate the phone call. Kyle, let me slip one more in here. Corey in Fargo, Jay Thomas Show.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I didn't vote for Trump. There's certain things that obviously I don't like about Trump. But I think it's been a fiasco.
Oh.
And why is there no middle ground on this, just to censure the guy and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't have done that the way you did it, and we prefer that you don't. I mean, we had a previous president who, the Fast and Furious thing, literally gave guns to people so they could try to track them to get bigger fish.
And what happened?
Intentions and whatnot. Fine, but they still did it, and that was still the wrong thing to do.
Well, you know, and censure, I believe, is just basically, Corey, isn't censure basically like giving a slap on the wrist and saying, hey, don't do this anymore? That's basically what it is. But the problem is Trump is so hated by the left that they are just going to try anything they can to get him out of office. And here's the problem. It's going to come back and bite him in the rear. Well, it's already biting him in the rear end. Come election time, I think a lot of these folks on the left, they're going to be losing their seats, because the American people are going, enough with this already. Let it go. You know what? We don't want him in. If we don't want him in Washington, then we'll vote him out come 2020.
Correct. And that's the idea, is the way it was set up was that you had to vote every 4 years and you can vote him out. If they hadn't been talking about impeachment from the day he was elected.
Yep.
They literally have been talking about impeachment since then. So it's the boy who cried wolf. And even if there was something actually substantial at this point, the idea of impeaching him at this point, given that past 3 years, it would be pointless. They wouldn't have held water in the first place.
Yeah, you're right. It's useless because the left that wants him out of here and his pollingness, they are looking more and more pathetic as the days go by. And you're right. Even if they were able to actually find something that they could really actually impeach this guy on, I think the American people would be ticked off if they did, because it's like, what are you doing? Look what you've been doing since a guy got elected. It's just nonstop on this guy. I mean, let's be honest. President Obama was not treated real nice by the right. He wasn't. And I was not a fan of President Obama either. But President Trump, I mean, come on. This guy is so unfairly treated by Washington, by the media. You know, and part of the media thing, I think he brings it up himself. If he didn't rip on the media as much, if he didn't rip on the media like he does, the media wouldn't, every newscast wouldn't be the first 15, 20 minutes just bad, bad, bad Trump, bad Trump, bad Trump, nothing good that he's done. So some of that's on him, but I love that he calls him out. I really do. I think there's things he could do to tone down. But at the end of the day, Corey, I'm going to vote for the guy again, because I'll say it again. I think another problem, Corey, is here's a guy with no experience. He goes into Washington. He's shaking things up. He's actually getting stuff done, whether you like the guy or not. And you've got people that have been in Washington for, you know, 20 plus years, and he's accomplishing more than they have, and they don't like that. They don't like that. He's an outsider.
I agree.
He's an outsider.
He is an outsider, and that is part of the problem. As a business person, you don't really care about the appearance of impropriety like you do in government.
That
is two different things, and we kind of wish that he would care about the appearance of impropriety, but neither did the Bidens when Hunter Biden was put on some board either.
I don't know
what to say about that.
And that's what's hypocritical too, is what, you know, Joe Biden was out bragging about what he did. But that's okay. That's okay, you know? I mean, none of this stuff makes sense, and I think Americans are going, you know what? Just knock it off and go get something done. Get my prescription drugs cheaper. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it. I got to rock and roll here. We're way behind. 235 Jay Thomas Show. 293-9000, toll-free 1-888-970-9329. The phone numbers, email talkwday.com. I said we're going to stop talking about this whole political stuff and get to the fun local stuff, local issues. But callers are still coming in here, and Shelly's been waiting a while to get on. Hello, Shelly. Welcome to the Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
So the comments that Kyle made at the beginning of the show reminded me of a conversation I had with my husband during the Clinton impeachment. And I am Democratic, and I really did like him. Mm-hmm. But I was ranting and raving one night after the news, and my husband very quietly goes to me, Shelley, it doesn't have anything to do with the way he governs. And I said, I don't care. I expect more from my president, and that's how I feel about Trump. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nope. Shelly, appreciate the phone call. 293-9000, toll-free 1-888-970-9329. Before we get back to the phones, I want to bring up something that the caller earlier, I think it was Teresa, that called into the program about, hold on here. Hang on here. Bear with me. I'm looking for a piece of paper, and I can't. Oh, there it is. She made the comment, you know, you listen to this station or that station, you watch this program or watch that program, and this is the information you get from one, this is the information you get from another, and none of it, Jay, ever jives. And that's part of the problem with politics. I mean, each side is going to spin their thing or have their take on it, and that's fine. But what happens is, you know, it gets confusing for people. And you're going, okay, what the hell's going on? What do I believe? Here's a prime example of information getting out, and then somebody gives their take on it, and then it gets spun out of control, and you don't know what is reality, what's not. I saw this popping up all over social media today. And I'm like, well, I got to look into this. What's going on here? It was breaking. Democrats rejected a motion to vote on impeachment by manual roll call vote. They don't want to be on camera when they vote to overturn the votes of 63 million Americans. They don't want their names to be immediately associated with their votes. This is disgraceful. Well, that is not true, okay? That comes from what I understand and what I read. Liz Cheney, she's the Republican out of Wyoming. She's the House Republican conference chair. She was trying to, what they're saying is trying to delay President Trump's impeachment today. She was pushing for what's called a rare out loud roll call vote. Okay. And Liz Cheney suggested that without an audible vote, the American people would not know who voted to impeach Trump. Well, instantly that turns into the Democrats don't want their names out there, you know. But that's not reality, okay? It's not. And she tweeted out, the American people deserve to know precisely which members of the House are voting to impeach a duly elected president. The Democrats don't want that. They just rejected my motion for a manual call of the roll. Okay, so I did a little digging. If they were to do a manual call of the roll, it would take forever. Forever. You got, what, 431 members of the House currently serving? And two articles of impeachment? This would go on forever. Just so you know, you can easily find out how your representative voted without having to wait for the member's name to be called alphabetically. They don't need to do this. Members are going to vote on impeachment electronically. Those votes immediately are visible inside the chamber on a large sign. Immediately. And then they're posted online by the House clerk, which is accessible to anybody that has internet access. So you see how stuff gets spun around? And that's politics. All right, we're done.
What I found it interesting, God, what Shelley had to say, because obviously Shelley's the type of person, the type of voter that holds her president to a moral standard.
Sure, but there's nothing wrong with that.
And I think a lot of people don't. I think a lot of people don't care what the morals are of the president. As long as he's doing what they want to see done with the country, he can be as corrupt morally as he wants.
Let's be honest. If you were to start opening up the closets of a lot of these politicians, let's be honest, they can sit there and walk this line of how they are morally correct, and a lot of them aren't. They got a lot of skeletons in their closet. It's just a lot of them are hypocrites. They really are. Okay, and it's not just Democrats. It's not just Republicans. There's a lot of them out there. They got a whole lot of skeletons in their closet.
Unless you're like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, Jimmy
Carter. He just had a hammer and nails.
No, he just had a brother that was kind of rough on him, and had a terrible beer too, by the way. Here's what I don't like. Look, and Shelley admitted. Shelley just said, "Hey, look, you know what? I'm a Democrat. That's fine. I'm not one of these people that holds it against you. If that's the road you want to go down, or you're on the right, that's fine. That's your choice. What I don't like is what's happening. If you're somebody that supports President Trump like I do, okay, there are people out there that think that you're a racist, you're a xenophobe because you voted for this guy. Believe me, I'm the farthest from a racist person. Okay, I voted for him because I feel that he is the guy to get the job done, and I do think he was getting the job done. If you didn't vote for him, that's your choice. You felt that he was not the person to get the job done. I don't hold that against you. But you have people out there now that if you voted for him, you're a terrible person. You're a racist. You're a horrible person. How dare you? You know, look, this is what makes America great. I'm allowed to vote for who I want to. You're allowed to vote for who you want to. And at the end of the day, you know what? You voted for that person. I'm hoping you voted for that person because you thought that was the best man or woman to do the job. I'm not going to agree with your vote, but I'm not going to sit there and rip you apart and call you names and think you're a terrible person because you voted for this president or this congressperson. I'm just not. But that's what it's come to. It's come to
voting.
You
for
are just
someone.
A horrible person. If you didn't vote for the person I voted for or I like, then you're a terrible person. You're a rotten person. It's ridiculous.
But how
it's
many
terrible.
How many voters are 100% identical to the person they're voting for?
What do you mean?
Like agree with 100% of the actions of who they're voting for?
I would say very little. Very little.
I can say that in personal experience, the people that I voted for in the past, it's usually about 50 or 60% of what they say or do in their policies I agree with.
Yeah, you're not 100% there. And I think most people are like that. Yeah,
I don't know.
I think most people are like that, Kyle.
And I think
most are.
And I think the people that are 100% in on someone, they're delusional. I think they just are sheep because they either are just following a party line and doing whatever they think that their party wants them to do. Yep. So they will say 100% behind this person, 100% what they're doing is correct. At the end, you have to be critical.
Nobody does something 100%. Well, other than myself. No, I'm kidding. Nobody does anything 100% correct. They don't. But again, I'm just this whole notion that you know, the way we are now, that boy, if you didn't vote for the person I voted for, you're a terrible person. I don't want to talk to you. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. 252, Jay Thomas Show. Hey, let's start over. There we go. All right, 257. Jay,
I feel like I've heard this before. No.
Hey, heads up, listener. Out there, and if you got road reports, if you're running into any issues out there at the blowing snow, man, please call them in or email them to us. What do you do so safely? Just so folks got a heads up. I-94 west of Fargo and I-29 south, snow blowing across. It's starting to get icy out there. I was on I-29 this morning. I had to go film for rides south of Wahpeton, and it wasn't bad at all. I mean, a lot of blowing snow. Then I came back about 11. It still wasn't bad, but now I'm being told that
it started to get a little bad.
So it was blowing just like that. Mean
no,
terrible.
No, the smell.
What's that?
You were down in Wahpeton, right?
Yeah. Well, south of Wahpeton, yeah, why?
The smell. What did you
no,
smell?
No, there was
anything?
Nothing. I was out there, no smell. Nope, no, nothing. No, and I was about, I don't know, probably 6-7 miles south of Wahpeton. No, I didn't smell anything except a whole lot of racing gas. That I did smell. It smells, oh, God, it smells so good. Hey, Jay, email says, you come off at time conservative, but you are not one. It's one reason I respect you, Jay. You come off at time conservative, but you're not 100% diehard conservative. You can see both sides, and at time you could swing to the other side. I'm more like you. I vote more Democrat, but when it came to my last voting, I voted for Wayne Stengem. He is a Republican. I honestly think I'm more libertarian than anything. Some people always say, hey, Jay, you're more libertarian than anything, but I definitely lean conservative. Let's see. Another one. I agree, JT. You have the right to vote for whichever candidate you prefer, but if your candidate does not have the victory, move on. Exactly. And that's the problem. President Trump won. Our guy won. For any of you folks out there voted for him, and the other side can't let it go. Not the entire other side, but a good chunk of their side won't let it go. Kyle, I have a new driving pet peeve. I wanted to get to that in 2 o'clock
hour
because we're only going to do this whole political thing for a half hour. Yeah, we'll try to get that. So I got a new one, and it drives me nuts. We'll get to that. David Owen, he's going to join us next on the Jay Thomas Show. They got the petition okayed, and they're going to start getting signatures, which, once again, they'll have no problem getting their little over 13,000 signatures for legalized marijuana. We'll see where they are at with it now when it comes to, okay, how you doing it this time? David Owen, he's going to join us next on the Jay Thomas Show. See, even this music I loved when I was growing up because I had a stepsister that was Robin. I don't know.
A stoner?
Robin. Well, she was a stoner. I'll be honest with you. She was. Yeah, Robin Robin and her friends. Oh, I got to quick tell a story. So Robin was about 5-6 years old. Oh, gosh, she was even older than that. Maybe she had closer to... When I was in grade school, she was in high school. Yeah, so she had a few years on me. I remember one time my mom, now she was my stepdad's daughter, of course, but she convinced my mom and her dad to let her have a party in the basement at her house. Now, this basement we had was just wide open. There was no rooms down there. There was actually a bathroom in the corner that had like a half brick wall, so if you're sitting on the old biffy, nobody could see you. Then there was a bricked-in shower, but otherwise, it was just one big wide open space,
unfinished.
And I,
right?
Yeah, and I remember it was an old house, and I remember my stepdad, Jim, he would go down there to target practice with his 22 down to the bay. It was a big house, but the basement was wide open. So he had his hay bales down there and he died. So my sister, my stepsister, Robin, convinces my mom and her dad, Jim, to let her and her teenage buddies have a party.
Like a kegger down there or what?
Well, it was just supposed to be a party with some punch and stuff. And my mom and Jim, it was a Friday night, and they went, the Friday nights they did bowling. They had, I still remember, it was a Wagoneers mixed double bowling league. And I remember my sister and I trying to sneak down and look and getting hollered at by Robin to get, or I won't use the word, she said, get out of here. But I just remember looking in the basement, it just smoke, man. Like somebody dropped a fog machine bomb down there. And I remember my mom coming home just having a, they were all down there just stoned out of their minds. They were down, bong hits and everything. My mom, that was the last party Robin had at the house. And I remember my mom and Jim, Robin's dad, stepped, they got in a fight over it because he was just trying to tell my mom to lighten up. They're just teenagers having fun. And she was having no part of that. And there were only supposed to be a few people. I bet Robin jammed 50 plus people in that basement, man. It was a party. But that song you just played, Quicksilver, you know, I grew up listening to that because that's what she listened to. So I was into all that music all the way through my teen years. Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Owen?
Doing good.
We're talking about stoners.
I figured.
You want to make it a little bit easier for people.
Well, I want to make it legal.
You want to make it legal. Legalize ND, Chairman David Owen in studio. So what, Jagger went ahead and approved the format of your petition? Yep. When did he do that, on Monday?
He did that, I believe, Monday at like 4:45 p.m.
Okay. So now the quest is what, 13,452 signatures, which you're going to have no problem getting those. That's a walk in the park for you guys.
Yep, it'll be, I think, the third time we've done it, so.
Oh, is this the third time getting signatures?
Well, remember medical in 16.
Okay. Oh, you're counting medical on that, too. Okay.
Well, I was involved in that. I wasn't
the head of it. Oh, I didn't know you were involved in that.
I wasn't the head of it. I was a volunteer and organizer in Grand Forks for that. Okay. I wasn't a sponsor on that one.
Okay. All right. So you got to get 13,452 signatures, which means you're going to be safe getting about 16-plus thousand. Because there's always toss-away signatures. And again, you guys are going to have no problem. This thing's going to end up on the ballot again. So I guess it's going to be interesting to see what you guys have done this time or how you're doing it this time. And this is why I wanted to bring you in because, again, you got to get the signatures first. But right now it's reality because you're going to get those signatures. Not going to be a problem. So this thing's a reality. It's going to be on the November ballot. All right. So last time, and I sat here and told you, it was just too much. People will not accept it, David. And I was for legalizing, but the way you wrote it, I said, Dave, come on, man, people, I'm telling you that you have this thing to, I think one of the big sticking points for people was there were two things. One was the amount of marijuana people could have. I think that was a big issue. And number two was driving impaired. That was a stickler with people.
Home grow was another huge one that people got mad about.
Home grow. Okay. So what are you doing this time around?
So you kind of hit the nail on the head that there were three major critiques about the petition last time. The first critique was that it was poorly written, that it didn't have quote-unquote North Dakota attorneys supervising it.
Yep.
They didn't agree with the fact that we used attorneys from multiple different states to draft it.
Yep.
So we used North Dakota attorneys this time. We
had so you
Rudvick
have
Law, Scott Brand did the first draft.
Okay.
Then it was sent to legislative council for the first review. Then it went back to your friend, Representative Roars Jones.
Okay.
She looked it over.
Shannon looked this over.
Yes.
What did she say?
She has not come out in support of it, but okay. She said if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Good for her. Good for her.
And then she sent it back to legislative council for draft, I think, 4 now in this process.
Okay.
So legislative council, the same people that write the bills for the lawmakers, looked this over twice.
Okay. And what was their response?
They are not they don't give a political response. They give a legal response.
Yeah.
But their legal response was this works.
This works.
Yes.
Okay. So that's some good news for you guys.
Yep. They signed on to it. They have prepared by legislative counsel on the version that we initially submitted to Al Jager. He made us take off that little snippet, but they're the ones that prepared this final draft.
Okay. All right. So the final draft on this prepared by legal's here in North Dakota as well.
Yes.
Okay. So not out of staters, because I'm going to tell you right now, that killed you guys, man. That didn't help either. You got somebody from California.
California.
Ain't going to fly in North Dakota.
We had Oklahoma, too, and Arizona.
They ain't going to fly in North Dakota. Come on, man. You got to learn this stuff, David. Okay, so how is this new one written? What are the yeses you can, no you can'ts, what's different?
So, biggest yeses and no's.
No you can't. What the hell is that?
The yeses are up to 2 ounces of possession.
Okay, now let's stop right there because people, how much marijuana is 2 ounces?
Okay, so the best analogy I like to use is when you order a steak at a restaurant.
Well, it depends on which restaurant I'm going to, what size steak.
Let's pretend you're the average person at the Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
12-ounce steak.
Okay.
That's about average. It's 1/6 the size of that.
Okay.
So do you have in your head how big a steak is?
A bite for me.
Yeah, it's about 1/6 of a steak.
Okay, okay.
Because in size.
And here's why I'm asking, because I know what's going to happen. If, and no announced opposition group yet, but I got to believe at some point somebody's going to come out. And they're going to
Do after you make the ballot.
They are. And they're going to use this whole 2 ounce thing and say 2 ounces. Look how much marijuana this is. They're going to hold up a bag. Of course, it won't have marijuana and it'll be parsley or whatever. But they're going to hold that bag up and it's going to look like a lot of marijuana, David.
Well, so to put it in perspective, when you buy medical, you're allowed to buy 2.5.
2.5
is medical. For medical. So we're at 2.
Okay.
So we are less than what you can buy for medical by about 20%.
Okay. All right. Okay.
At any given time.
All right. So you got that this time, Rowan. Last time it was unlimited, correct?
Yes. The possession is again capped at that 2 ounce number. And anything over an ounce, if you have more than an ounce in a given time, it has to be in a sealed container.
Okay.
As in like a sealed or locked drawer.
All right.
And when it's transported, it has to be in a sealed container. When it's sold at the dispensary, it has to be in childproof as defined by the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to use plain packaging laws. Which means all it can say is this is X grams of marijuana, it is this potency, and that's it. And they have to include the potency on the label.
Can't have
as well.
Cute pictures on it and
no.
Stuff like
plain
that.
Packaging.
Just the information, generic, just basically generic.
They may be able to have a picture of the flower itself.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. Okay. What else is different?
The growing will require a track and trace system. So from the time the seed goes in the ground to the time it's sold at the dispensary, it will be followed throughout the entire process through a licensure program.
Okay.
So it's not going to be some guy growing it at his house. It has to go through the track and trace system.
All right, which I believe, too, was another concern last time around was, okay, you don't know what somebody's putting, lacing this stuff with. But this time around, completely different.
Track and trace.
It's got to be.
Beginning and end.
From beginning to end.
From ground to store.
Okay. Let me take a break. We'll come back. And if you have any questions or comments, 293-9000, toll-free 1-888-970-9329. Legalize ND Chairman David Owen. They're back at it again. They got the okay to go with their petition from Secretary of State Al Jagger. And they got to collect 13,452 signatures, which they're going to get. This will be on the ballot in November. But they have really changed it. And this is for legalized recreational marijuana, I should say. So, but changed up dramatically from the last go around.
Correct.
So, if you have questions, comments for David, 293-9000, toll free 1-888-970-9329. My email's talk@wday.com. Jay Thomas Show. So, Mr. Owen, before we get to Dan here in Fargo first on the phone. So, during the break, David and I are talking, and because he gets to hit all these radio stations. Talking about legalized ND, he's got a list of his top studios, and we don't make the list. I'm going to tell you something right now. How about your top favorite radio program, David?
You're in there. I call in the show every now and then.
Not in there. Where am I on the list, David?
You're number two.
Oh no. Let's try again, Mr. Man.
Let's go with number one.
Attaboy.
You're hurting his ego, David.
Yeah, you're killing my ego. Come on, throw me a Christmas present, David. Yeah, you do call it once in a while. Let's see. Okay, Dan in Fargo, you're up on the Jay Thomas Show. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just had a question. I don't remember from the first go around. What was the buying age?
The buying age will be 21 both times. So it's 21 now. It was 21 back then.
Okay. So I was just kind of wondering with them, I don't know, talking about passing this 21 to buy cigarettes bill.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, where were you last time with it? Were you for or against it last time around?
I was for it. I was a little worried with a lot of the same concerns.
Yeah.
But I did vote for it.
Yeah. A lot of people had the same concerns. I think this, it sounds like this time around, they've got it it's written a lot more palatable for people this time around. And I think
it sounds like it's a lot more thoroughly thought through.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you had the legal minds of North Dakota involved on it this time. Yeah, you can roll your eyes all you want, buddy. Hey, I warned you last time. Hey, Dan, appreciate the phone call. 293-9000. Chris in Fargo, you're next on the Jay Thomas Show.
Yes, sir. I was wondering who decides the proposed taxes on it and where that money would go to.
Good question.
So there are three parts to the tax rate. There's a state excise tax of 10%. Then there's your regular city sales tax. We're in Fargo, so it's what, 8, Jay? What's
7, 8, something odd. Yeah,
so it would be 18% in Fargo. It could be as low as 15% if you're out in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota. I think Grand Forks is 8.5. So it's anywhere from 15 to 18.5, depending on where exactly you are in the state. That 10% is then broken down to 6 agencies.
Okay.
So half of it goes to the general funds. That way the government can decide where to spend it.
Yeah.
Our hope is that they put it towards education, but they can choose to put it wherever they want, that half.
Okay.
Then 10% goes to sustaining the program because you're going to need inspections, you're going to need agents and all that.
Sure.
Then you have some funds going to addiction treatment and opioid because of the opioid crisis.
Sure.
You have some going to the parks because that was a pet project of one of the sponsors. And then you have the other 10 going to an agency that I can't remember, but it's the mass majority is in control of the legislature.
Okay.
And we would like to see them allocate their 50% between police and schools.
Okay.
Hopefully they'd be able to lower property tax in the process.
Yeah, right. That's cute.
I can dream, Jay.
David's precious, isn't he, Chris? That was cute. Hey, throw
that joke. Thank you for the answer. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. 293-9000, toll-free 1-888-970-9329. Another go-around. Will the second time be a charm when it comes to legalizing recreational marijuana in North Dakota? David Owens in studio. He's the chairman of Legalize ND. Secretary of State Al Jagger, he approved the format of the petition on Monday, so they got to go and get those signatures, which they will get. And yes, this will be on the ballot in November. Completely rewritten, a lot more, I think, palatable for the public. And we'll dive a little bit more into this, but we got to get back to the phones here. Scott's in Fargo. Scott, you're up on the Jay Thomas Show.
Yes, AJ, I was wondering, what if you don't buy the marijuana from the dispensary?
That was coming up. Thank you for asking that, Scott. So can you only under this proposal is the dispensary
only legal to purchase from a dispensary? I'm going to add one small caveat to that. Let's pretend you and I are in the dungeon and you have a little bit of marijuana and you pass me a joint. That's not illegal for very quote-unquote petty transfers.
Okay.
But to buy any amount, you have to buy it from a dispensary.
How does law enforcement know that you got that doobie in your hand from a dispensary?
Track and trace. There's going to be receipts and records of purchases.
So in other words, you better have those receipts on you if you get...
Well, you better just have an ID to go buy it in the first place. Each package of it is going to only come from a dispensary. Remember, it has a track and trace from beginning to end.
Okay.
Now, do I think the law enforcement is going to look super heavily into it? No. Would they have the prerogative to? Yes.
Okay. All right. Very interesting.
It's just like when you buy liquor from your friend after they buy it from the liquor store when you're in your 18 to 20
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Jay was 14.
I was 13. All right. Anything else, Scott? Good question, by the way.
I'll let you do it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. You got a question? And it's good to get these calls and these questions because it's stuff I would have thought of and stuff other people may have been thinking of. And I was like, oh, I'm glad somebody called and asked that question. Okay, so if the measure were to pass this time around, again, you can't be growing. You cannot legally grow your own.
You can only grow with a permit, and you have to apply for a permit. There's a whole process for that.
Okay.
That's regulated by the Marijuana Commission, which is going to have 3 people on it at a minimum. It can have up to 13, but it requires a minimum of 3.
Okay.
No, two out of the 3 can't. All 3 can't share a political party.
Okay. That's fantastic. Okay. So you can grow if you have a permit.
You would have to apply for a marijuana grow license.
Okay. If you get that license, can you grow for your own personal consumption, or are you growing that? No matter what, you have to take that, and that has to be sold to a dispensary.
Unless you also own the dispensary yourself would be the only exception. So in theory, someone could have a marijuana grow license and then a dispensary license, and then they would be able to sell it to themselves under their dispensary license.
Okay.
But except for in the very rare scenario that you have a grow license and you own a dispensary, your grow is shipped to a dispensary and then sold.
293-9000, toll free 1-888-970-9329. Email is talk@wday.com. My guest, David Owen, Legalize ND. They're going to be out with the petition, getting the signatures, and they're hoping for the hoping to get the signatures, get them verified, and be on the November ballot. And big changes this time around. Have you heard from law enforcement this time? Is law enforcement, or is it too? Is it too soon?
So it's literally been 48 hours.
Okay.
I can tell you probably what they're going to say.
They're going to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to. But I will tell you this. Okay. You're going to get a no from law enforcement. The law enforcement's got concerns. You know, the number that there are some in law enforcement, or many, that believe it is a gateway drug. They're out there and see what's going on. But they also, I know law enforcement has a concern with how in the hell do we figure out if you're driving stoned?
Okay, so really simple. And we've talked about
before you get into that, but there are law enforcement, I know people in law enforcement, they won't come out and say it. But they're fine with it being legalized. There are some. Okay, so let's go back to your, and then I'll get back to the calls here.
So you can determine it. This technology has been around since we were doing this in 17. And I told you about it. It was new technology then. It's been proven now for 2 years.
Okay.
And it's that, you remember those Oral-B white strips you put on your tongue and they would dissolve?
Yep.
They have a version of that, only it changes color in the presence of THC metabolites.
Okay.
So that would determine if you've used marijuana in the past 2 hours. From there, you can go to the police station. They would do a formal blood test. Just like, have you ever been tested for a DUI?
Yeah, many. Yeah, 30 years ago.
So you know how they would...
Almost 40 now.
You know how they do the blood test when you get to the police station?
I didn't do a blood test back then.
You did the breathalyzer?
I did the breathalyzer, and he said, let's go, pal.
Okay, so what they do nowadays is the breathalyzer isn't binding.
Mm-hmm.
They then take you to the station, and then they can either do a formal breathalyzer or a formal blood test based on your request. And so with marijuana, they can do a blood test that detects parts per million or parts per billion, and that would allow them to determine impairment. For alcohol, our detection methods are only as solid as parts per 10,000. That's why you get 0.08%. That's 8/10,000ths.
Yeah.
So the marijuana detection stuff that we have is accurate to parts per million. The current standard will be officer determination of impairment. However, if the legislature wanted to, they could make a hard and fast number.
I think they need to make a hard and fast number. Otherwise, it's going to be a nightmare for law enforcement. It's going to be a heyday for the lawyers. I think you're gonna need to stay to come up with a hard fast number for that. I don't know what that number is. I don't know how you determine that.
Well, it's always going to be arbitrary to some extent.
Exactly. Hey, John, I got to go to news and weather. Can you hold on?
Yep.
Okay, you'll be first when we come back. Hang on. Jake, I got to do news and weather. Can you hang on out there in West Fargo?
Sure thing, man.
All right, stay on hold. We're going to get you hooked up with Dave here. All right, 293-9000, toll-free, 1-888-970-9329. My email, talkwday.com. More with David Owen. He is the chairman of Legalize ND. Jay Thomas Show. All right, just to recap, if you're just tuning into the program, then we'll grab John first on the phones here. Legalize ND Chairman David Owen is in studio, and the Secretary of State, Al Jager, approved the format of their petition. They got to go out and collect 13,452 signatures by July 6th to get it on the November ballot. And this is the second go-around when it comes to recreational marijuana. David, this time around, your group has really changed it up. Threw a lot more restrictions in there. When it comes to lawyers, used North Dakota lawyers, and you had also, who was it, the
Legislative Council.
Legislative Council looked at this thing. So you got, and again, you took out a lot of things that were in the first one that people were really concerned about. So if you have questions or comments, 293-9000, no dumb question. Don't be afraid to call and ask the question. All right, now let's get back to the phones here. Hey, John, thanks for hanging on. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, Jay, I guess, and two questions. One would be, I guess I'm not up to date with the recreational stuff. Would that allow edibles and different things like that?
I was just asking him about that off the air, and I'll let you respond, Dave.
So it would allow edibles. However, they would have to be in plain packaging and child-proof packaging. And it would allow vapor substances as long as they, again, pass inspection and are clear of other substances like vitamin E acetate.
So I guess my other question would be then is if it's recreational, things like that, like for alcohol, we put certain limits on it. A lot of times the edibles and the shatter and butter, whatever you want to call it with marijuana, it greatly increases the THC levels in that. Is there something in there that makes it so it's like at a 15 to 20% max, or
so
can it be?
We do not have a THC cap, just like how alcohol doesn't have an ethanol cap. So to put it into perspective, THC of 15 to 20%, that would be equivalent to ethanol in the glass of wine. Vodka is 40% alcohol, which would be the equivalent of your higher dose, your very high dose strains of flower. And in this state, Everclear is legal, which is 95% ethanol, which would be higher than even most shatters and waxes, which approach 70 to 80% THC.
And let's be honest, Everclear is racing fuel, okay? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I guess that's just what I was wondering, because like most people don't go out and ask for a mixed drink with Everclear or something like that. It's diluted with something else, but when you're taking the shatter or the different things like that, and some of the research I've seen is it's usually that 80 to 90, but everybody's views are different on it. But just wondering why it needs to be that high if we're already having issues with alcoholism and some of those other tobacco issues, that we don't want to put a cap on it, that it shouldn't be over a certain percentage.
So I'm of the perspective that it doesn't matter what the percentage is. It matters how much you actually consume. So let's pretend I take one joint of 10% THC, or I take 10 joints of 10% THC, or one joint of 100% THC. It's the same amount of THC. The question is, how much THC can you take? And we have research for how much of this is potentially lethal, as in how much can you take before you get sick?
Okay.
And the amount required, the most recent study was you would have had to consume roughly 300 pounds within 24 hours at 30%. So you would have to consume 100 pounds, or about half the average person's body weight, within 24 hours for it to be lethal.
Oh,
at
luck.
80%. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Unless you're Cheech and Chuck. Well, different story then. Wow. Wow. What do you think, Scott? Is this something you'd be on board with? Are you still are you a no person or what?
Well, I guess overall, I mean, the research I've talked to different people, and I know some people in Colorado, and you know, it's not normal. Like, you have some people, and especially younger people, if they're taking a hit off of a dab, off of a shatter or whatever else, and they're passing out from one hit or something like that, or having convulsions, different things like that, that's not normal. I guess it's just such a high intake for the body.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more apt to do it if they had some sort of limitations on that, because otherwise you could go crazy with it.
All right. Hey, good questions, John. Yep. Appreciate the phone call. 293-9000 is a phone number. Ann's in Hillsboro. Hello, Ann. Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, Jay. My question is for David. When you were talking about the testing for THC, I'm on CBD oil for anxiety. So if they would take me down there, they would write THC in my blood. So how would they be able to tell the difference between me smoking a joint or being on my CBD oil?
So CBD, by definition, has to be 0.3% or less THC. Most strains of marijuana are a minimum of 10% THC. So that means you would have to consume approximately 30 times your current CBD oil to show up as the equivalent of one joint. So every joint, you would have to consume 30 times as much CBD oil. It's just not going to show up.
Okay. That was my concern. So I don't want to be considered under the influence, and I'm just taking what I'm prescribed by my doctor.
Yeah.
Good question. And what's impressive, Dave, I got to tell you, I mean, you can answer every one of these damn questions. Man, what do you got? What do you got, like a master's degree in marijuana or what?
Well, I've been doing it for, what, 4 years now, Jay?
My God. I mean, you got an answer for everything. Nobody.
Think about it. You do it for this many years. Yeah. He's probably been asked every question 5-10 times.
Stuff I would never even would even come into my Mensa brain of mine. I mean, it's like not one person where you go, I'll have to get back to you on that one. I mean, you've got it down. Okay, so vape edible form are going to be part of this,
but they would have to meet inspection criteria and be in childproof containers.
Now, see, I just got a message. Somebody said, man, this guy really knows his stuff, kudos to him. And they want to know, what's a shatter?
So shatter is another name for quote unquote wax. It's a form of marijuana that's basically made and designed to be vaporized before they had the actual vape products.
Okay.
So shatter and wax were kind of the precursor to propylene glycol and ethylene glycol vapes. There's arguments over whether or not the current marijuana vapes are actually shatter or wax or there's something else. The terms are kind of blurring together. North Dakota, for its medical marijuana, does not choose to use the term shatter or wax. They use vapor oil. And is that shatter or wax? It's kind of a debate.
Okay, so let's walk through this again. This thing passes in November. Okay.
Possession becomes legal December 9th, I believe, 30 days after the election.
Okay.
The state has a year to issue recreational marijuana licenses from the time it goes into effect, or the medical dispensaries will all automatically get a license.
Okay. So,
and then from there, it'll be sold on a regular market.
But let's go through this. All right. Kyle wants to go out and buy a pack of doobage. I mean, honestly, are you able to buy it in a pack? Is it one joint? Is it
okay? So there's three ways you currently. Are we assuming flower? Kyle wants to buy flower, the smokable form.
Is that what it's called, flower?
That's kind of what they call.
Honestly,
it. Yes.
And I can guarantee you, I will have emails. I get them every time. You know, Jay, the only reason you have this guy on is because you want your marijuana legal. I don't use marijuana, and if I did, I'd tell you I did. I don't use it. I just think that the fact that it's illegal is ridiculous.
It's insane.
It's absurd. We have alcohol that's out there, it makes no sense why marijuana in this day and age is illegal. So no, I don't have David on here so I can have my marijuana legal. I don't use the stuff. If I did, I'd say, yeah, I use it.
So,
okay, so what is flowers?
Flower is the smokable form that everybody pictures. It's the stuff you roll into a joint and
okay.
smoke. So you can buy that typically in one of three ways. You can buy what's called a pre-roll. And these were designed in the medical era for people with arthritis where they would literally roll the joint for you and you could buy it. If you're buying pre-rolls, you can buy one, you can buy six, you can buy up to your flower limit, which is 2 ounces.
2 ounces, okay.
That would be probably about 20 to 30 joints.
A pack of cigarettes.
If you're buying at that rate, however, you can also choose to buy the gram. Buy the gram is just the flower. It's not grinded down. It's not rolled into the joint. You would have to do that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy that up to 2 ounces. It would be in a little box.
Okay.
To answer your question, they could buy it like a pack of cigarettes. Most people don't.
Okay. Can Kyle then go out?
Yeah. Thank you for using me in these scenarios.
What are you doing, dude?
That.
Can Mike Capel go out? Can Capel and Marlon? No. So, you know what? I want to grow some at home. I don't want to go to a dispensary and buy it. I just want to grow my own. Under this,
you legally can't.
You can't.
Legally.
Okay, so you legally, you will get in trouble if you're caught growing your own.
Yes.
So, but if you want to grow and sell,
it's
you can
even
only
worse.
Sell to the dispensaries if you have a permit from the state of North Dakota.
So you would have to get a grow permit, and then you can sell to the dispensary. If you have a grow...
Only the dispensary.
Yes, if you have a grow and a dispensary permit, you don't have to go through a middle sale. So let's
because
pretend that
you've got the permit for both.
Right.
Now.
So you would just do an internal transfer. You would notify the state of North Dakota, I took these grows, transfer them to my own dispensary. I didn't do an inter-transfer. They're the same business.
Okay. Tax-wise, 10% state tax, and
10%
then whatever
state,
the local
and city sales. One thing I want to make sure that we stress is that there is a local opt-out option as well from having a dispensary in your town. So let's pretend the town of Manvel or Larimore, because I pick on Manvel a lot.
Wow, sorry, Manvel.
Let's pretend those towns don't want a dispensary in their town. They could have a meeting from the mayor, or their city councilor, however they're set up. They could have a vote to not allow the dispensary in their town.
Okay.
And then there are no dispensaries allowed in your town.
So if you live there's in small still town local North, control on this.
Yeah, if you're in small town North Dakota and you don't mind the idea of Fargo having its dispensary, but you don't want it in your town, that's now an option.
You have that control.
Yes.
Very interesting. Okay, so when are the petitions going to be out and about for people?
They're technically out and about right now.
Yeah.
We are slowly starting to kick up steam. We're getting the businesses landed. In Fargo, Esig City has it. Tochi Products has it. We're trying to get a couple non-like vape stores, mm-hmm. non-head shops. We're in the process of doing that. If you're in Grand Forks, it will be in discontent soon. So it's going to be slowly ramping up. We're going to send out a big old email in a couple days saying, hey, here's all the places that we've currently on-ramped. But we're only 2 days into this.
Yeah, exactly. Email, I have a question. Does the new deal you're trying to pass get rid of all the past convictions? I believe if something was illegal when they got into trouble for it, it should stay on your record. Well, see, you know, this is...
Now this is interesting.
This is very interesting because the state of North Dakota
already has it now.
They have it now. So whether this is legal or not, Corey, you can already have your past convictions wiped out.
Yes. So there's two ways to get your convictions wiped out under the current model. There's the Representative Roars Jones Record Sealing Act, which required 3 years of no record, and then you could apply to have it sealed. That usually required attorneys, it required judges and all that. Then there's the Attorney General Wayne Stengem and Governor Doug Burgum pardon program, which required 5 years. And then you would apply for a formal pardon, and then it would be completely wiped away anyway. Because a pardon, according to Wayne Stengem, you can answer no, and it won't show up on anything but an FBI check.
Okay.
So ours, what it does is it accelerates the timeline of Roars Jones's rules from 3 years to 1 year.
Okay.
So it's taking an existing program and using it.
Van, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah. Quick question. What, if any, limitations are going to be on there for persons from out of state to come into North Dakota and buy it?
Good question.
So there's two parts of this here that need to be unraveled. The first question is, where are they staying? Because if they are staying, you can't smoke in public under this bill. So that's illegal.
Okay.
And you can't smoke, presumably, in your hotel. Because I imagine a hotel isn't going to want it.
Yeah.
So someone coming from out of state.
What if somebody just hopped over from, let's say, Moorhead or anywhere close in Minnesota, hopped over to North Dakota, bought some weed, and came home?
Well, they would violate a lot of federal laws on their drug trafficking.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, is there going to be a limitation as to, I'm out of state, am I going to be able to buy it?
You would be able to buy up to 2 ounces as long as you're over the age of 21. You can't legally transport it back out of the state, but it's not worth it to drive to buy 2 ounces.
No,
I understand that. I just was curious as to what limitations would be.
Van, appreciate the phone call, but I think people are going to have to realize, you know, you got cities like Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Wabbin, and Breckenridge.
It's not
you need
any,
to be careful.
But it's not any different than, say, a border city of Colorado.
No.
Or,
well, that's fine. That's Colorado. We're talking about.
But, I mean, that's the same scenario.
People can cross
a borderline.
But I'm saying people here haven't dealt with that. They need to realize that I better be careful. I'm going back home. I'm going across state lines to a state where it's not legal. You got to be careful.
Yeah, you'll violate federal drug trafficking law, which you don't want to mess
that's
with.
That's a big no-no.
Now, is there going to be an issue when it comes to guns?
That's already been fixed, but we can talk about that after the break, it sounds like.
Well, we're done because
okay.
I got Chris. So, we'll have you in plenty of other times.
But short answer, we've already taken care of the gun issue.
You have taken care of?
Yes, at the state level.
At the state level, not the Fed level.
The Fed level, I can't do anything about.
No, you can't do anything about that. have you heard any? Are the Feds looking at loosening up lately? I know Trump has talked about it in the past, but
Trump talks about a lot of things.
The
biggest thing they've gotten done is they're almost done with cross-state banking.
Okay, so the banking thing's almost
rectified. Guns are so far.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, Dave, where can people go for more information quickly?
LegalizeND2020.com.
There you go. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
All right, news and Kirsten Keeley coming up next, Jay Thomas Show. Alana Christensen, she is the gal is behind the getting tickets to free tickets for veterans to go see a Bison game. Evidently, she's got tickets for this Saturday's matchup. Got a message from her. Pass it along. If you are a veteran and would like to come see the semifinal football game this Saturday, you need to get your name on the list. They want your name on the list. First preference goes to veterans who have not yet received a complimentary ticket. I have that number for you. I know you don't have a piece of paper and pen handy, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. It's 701-899-2578. And if you want that number, just private message me on the old Facebook thing or email me. Or if you have my personal cell phone number, text message me and I'll get you Alana's number. There are tickets for vets for the Bison football game. So again, if you are a veteran, haven't had a chance to go yet, or you know someone that's a veteran, and you don't go by yourself. I believe you get a pair of tickets, so you can take somebody with you. These are free tickets. They're complimentary. Atlanta's the second year she's been doing this. 701-899-2578. And you get yourself those free tickets for the whooping that the Bison are going to put on Montana this weekend. Montana. Yeah. Ain't going to be like last Saturday's game. Last Saturday's game was close. That was a nail biter. This Saturday, nah, not so much. I think this is going to be a blowout game.
I think if you would have pulled up the refs' uniforms, they had the bison colors on underneath.
Oh, wow. Well, here we go. Anti bison guy, Mr. I hate the bison and everything.
I can say it about the bison. Oh, wait, we can say it about the Patriots. We can say it about the Packers, but I can't say it about the bison.
God, no.
Because the refs are in the pockets for those teams, but they're not in the bison's pocket.
Nope, they're not. They're not. Shame on you, Kyle. Shame on you.
The refs won that game for him.
Oh, my God. That only happens when the Vikes are playing the Packers. The refs are in the tank for the Packers. And you're right, the Patriots, too. There's nothing better than watching a football game where the Packers are involved. Doesn't matter if they're playing the Vikings or whoever. The absolute slobbering love affair by whoever the play-by-play commentators are. It's ridiculous. Just absurd. Same thing for the Patriots.
It's usually Joe Buck.
Joe Buck. Why do people hate Joe Buck so much?
I hate Joe Buck.
Why? Why? Because everybody else does? Or why? Why? I've never understood that. Why people hate... Is it just everybody's jumped on the bandwagon? Let's have fun.
I think he's just very pompous. He seems like a guy that would just be a jerk.
You know,
in real life.
Do you know who I could...
And I think where it started for me was when Randy Moss did the moon in Green Bay.
I remember that.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
He awesome. Thought it was like the most disgusting. If you go back to the broadcast and listen to Joe Buck doing play-by-play of that game.
I watched the game, but I don't remember Joe.
It was like someone like punched an infant or like... kicked a puppy.
You'll
or,
have to dig that up before you know, we get out of here today.
I mean, he was just appalled.
Do you know who I couldn't stand for years as a commentator? I thought the same thing was just pompous and just so full of himself. Collinsworth.
Now, here's a guy. That's what he would always
he's
say
another one that's just was in love with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, absolutely. Why don't you run down there and kiss them all?
Oh, I mean, if you listen to Joe Buck and Aaron Rodgers, it's like Aaron Rodgers is Jesus. I like Tony
you
Romo.
You gotta, I do too. You have to find
He's
that.
Great.
Find that before
the play
we
by
have,
play.
I mean, we'll do it tomorrow. We can do it tomorrow. Don't need to do it right now. All right. So we're waiting for Chris. So I was going to tell you. So I have a new pet peeve, Kyle. When it comes to things that make me want to road rage, my number one pet peeve when it comes to people behind the wheel, it's been people that. Well, texting is number one. I mean, that's a given. But it was people who move into a turn lane but don't turn their blinker on until after they're in the turn lane, Kirsten. It makes no damn sense to me. That was my pet peeve. But I have a new one now when it comes to driving. And you people are more than welcome to vent, too. Kirsten's is when elderly women do nasty gestures to her.
That was not very nice.
That was pretty mean. And where was that at? A gas station?
A gas station.
That's nice. Just because you cut somebody off, Kirsten, doesn't mean that you
didn't even. I would take full responsibility if I did, but I really didn't.
Here's my new one, all right? When people are on the interstate and you're trying to get on the interstate, we do not yield to you or do not have to yield to you. I left this morning about 7:30. West Fargo, get on 94, then head south on 29. When you're on I-94 here at that, and you're trying to, what a nightmare when you got to take the exit to get on 29 and head south. It is an absolute nothing but a jam, and people are braking on the interstate to let people that are on the entrance ramp get in. You do not brake on the interstate in rush hour traffic so people that are on the entrance ramp can get in. That's
no,
their responsibility.
They're supposed to yield.
Good Lord.
And then they're supposed to use a zipper move to get on.
Zipper merge.
I am screaming and
There's
hollering.
YouTube videos.
It's like, please, people. My God. Yeah, that's my new number one, other than texting and driving.
Merging onto interstate?
Merging onto the interstate.
You just have to stay on Main Avenue and the side streets, Jay.
I think that's just the region where we're from, because if you... like
we were just down in the cities.
Or this area. If you're down in the cities, they're not slowing down for you.
No,
you get lucky to find a spot to get in.
When we were down in the cities a couple weeks ago, we took the bus down there. But watching them as you get in the cities, you're right. It's just it is flowing down there.
There's, every man for themselves.
Nobody's braking on I-94 or 494. Nothing. It's just like. Well, you're on the entrance ramp, you figure it out.
But it's not perfect down there either.
No, it's not perfect anywhere.
I've been driving down in Minneapolis where you're confident there is a major wreck up there because you are at a standstill. And it's basically some looky-loos slowed down. And I don't know what it is, but the chain reaction of time where it goes from someone slowing down or hitting their brakes to the next person to the next person. It is like a time warp, and all of a sudden you go from 60 to a standstill in no time flat.
I'm screaming this morning, and I thought, say, it's like, okay, what, do we got an accident? Mm-hmm. It's like, my God, would you people stop braking on the interstate to let people because in on the entrance ramp?
Right.
No.
Because it has this effect where it, you know, magnifies or whatever the word is. Yeah, I understand your frustration.
I'm telling you, too. I am so. I'll get to the phone calls here if you want to weigh in on this frustration or another.
But I think it's kind of, you know, it's our Midwest nice in some regards. It's when you hit the four-way stop and there's that joke. It's you go.
Oh, is it?
No, you
best?
Go. You go. And so you end up all just sitting there looking at each other locked up. But maybe that's the same Midwest nice on the interstate. And you think you're being nice and doing the right thing,
you're
but you end up causing way more problems and being talked about on the radio by Jay Thomas.
Do not break on the interstate to let people enter the interstate, okay?
Jay,
if you want,
I mean, you should clarify,
move over. Well, clarify what?
Well, I don't know.
What do it's I just, need to clarify? You don't just, break on the interstate.
Well,
here comes Kirsten's Midwest nice. Here it comes. I bet Kirsten was in front of that whole pile this morning.
But I was not. No, you can guarantee that that's not the case.
Don't break on the interstate.
I'm not the breaker on the interstate, but...
All right, let me grab some calls here. Mark, you're up on a Jay Thomas Show on the road, letting somebody in on the interstate.
And when I can. Here's the deal. I've been doing this a long time.
All right.
Driving commercial vehicle.
Okay.
You know, and I've got got close to 3 million miles on interstate.
Wow.
Jeez.
People in driver's ed, these teachers don't teach people how to merge. And I don't understand that. It happens to me frequently, at least once a week. Our trucks don't go as fast as, you know, the speed limit on the interstate, okay? So I'll be going along, and somebody will be coming down a ramp, and it's like they expect you to slow down and let them in.
Yeah.
They should. There's no reason somebody in a car can't be going 70 miles an hour by the time they get to the end of the ramp.
Those ramps are long enough to get up to speed.
Exactly, and that's what they're called, entrance ramps, for that reason. Now, if I can move over and let you out, I'm going to do it.
Yep.
But you can't see around my truck
to see
the car or the truck that's beside me. I can't move over. And you know what? It's not my problem, people. You people who don't know how to do this, it's not my problem.
Starting to get fired up.
You can't get on a damn interstate.
Yes, thank you.
Either
testify, brother.
Either hit the small pedal on the right side and get your ass moving.
Yes.
Or slow down until I'm behind. You know, you're
how
coming behind
you?
Me.
Yes. Yes, testify.
Oh, boy. Now we got two of them riled up.
You know how many times that it's happened to me when guys have to dynamite the brakes and they'll come around me.
I love that dynamite the brakes.
This is even other truck drivers, right? And when they go by, they're telling you that you're number one. They're blowing their horns at you and whatever. God, people, learn how to frickin' drive or don't drive.
Wow, man. Woof. And there's the sermon from Mark, and everybody put a dollar in the tray.
I feel better now.
I do, too. Mark, appreciate the phone call.
I do, too, people. Thank you.
That's why we got to do this every once in a while. Open line if you're
Mark
trying to get through.
Mark is the greatest driver ever to exist.
Well, we all are.
Well, he's got 3 million miles. He's learned a few things.
See, remember, it's never you. It's always somebody else.
That's what they should do. They should have these drivers with all this experience teach driver's ed. Have Mark and the over-the-road drivers teach some driver's ed to kids. Things would change.
Good.
And it's not just kids. I mean, it's
people
adults of all ages. But, start us young.
Raul, Jay Thomas Show.
Yo, so my big peeve is it becomes a racetrack trying to get onto the interstate.
Oh.
Here you have a situation where you're speeding up to trying to merge with traffic, and the dimwit on the interstate is speeding up to trying to block you from getting in front of them.
I think that is subconscious sometimes.
Hold on. You know, and I didn't mean to do that this morning. I'm kidding. I didn't. You were just taking me off, Raul. You were trying to... You're trying to beat me. Nobody's going to be afraid. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. If I can move over, like Mark said, I will. But this morning at 7:30, you ain't moving over.
Right.
You know, and you right. quit breaking on. And the problem is, all it takes is one person to break on their right. entrance ramp. Yep. And it screws it up for everybody else trying to get on the interstate. And then you got the knothead on the interstate goes, oh, you know what? I'm going to be nice this morning. I'm going to pay it forward. Let me break. No. No!
Buy a copy at the drive-thru.
The key is the people on the interstate should maintain their speed, and the people that are trying to get on the interstate should find a hole and plug it.
There you zipper in, like Kirsten said, you zipper in.
Merge.
And you know what? If it looks like, because you, if you've got enough experience behind the wheel, you are able to figure that out. If you're coming down that entrance ramp onto the interstate, and you're seeing cars, you know, okay, I'm going to have to speed up for this one, or I might have to knock maybe a couple miles an hour off so I can get in there. You don't break! Okay, I'm sorry.
But I think it is a little bit subconscious. It's like the video game mentality where you see someone speeding up, so you do it without even really realizing it because you're in a race, you know? And that just, back I to think
green,
that's it.
We're back to green flag racing, baby.
Exactly.
And the problem with me is I got the rides truck, so I have to behave.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was ready to hand out number one foam fingers to everybody this morning, man.
Like Jay Thomas.
Yeah, thanks, Roll. I feel so much better now. Let's see.
Venting 101.
Let's go to, let's see, I get this line on. I got an open line if you're trying to get through. You call now, you will get in. Oh, there we go. Hey, Frank's in Fargo. You're up on a Jay Thomas show.
Well, part of the problem is if it's the first person, if they're going 35 miles an hour, how in the hell are you going to be get on the freeway at the right speed?
Hey, watch what I'm saying.
35 to get on. It's like, come on, people. You accelerate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go to Minneapolis, do you see people getting on the freeway going 35 miles an hour?
Because somebody will beat the hell out of you with their vehicle.
Yeah.
It's not
rocket science. You accelerate to get on the freeway. 55 miles an hour. You better hit it by the time you get on the freeway.
I'm dead serious. When I left this morning, because I had to go down south of Wahpeton, so usually if I'm out for rides, I usually leave about 8 o'clock or so, depending on where I'm going. But it's always like, I got to leave early, and I'm going to be stuck in this traffic. So I'm like, okay, instead of going up to Veterans, I could just get right out on Cheyenne Street now that that's all done. That gets me kind of out of the metro area, so it shouldn't be a problem getting on in the interstate like it would if you're trying to off 45th or Veterans or you know what. So no problem. So I get out there. It's like, boom, I'm on. But then I start getting close to 45th Street, and it's like, oh, my God, is this a joke?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Man, seven out of 10 people do not accelerate going on the freeway when you're behind them.
No.
It's a fact.
No, you're right.
He
they
took
don't.
A survey,
they
and
don't.
Those are the numbers.
No, you're brutal. Right. That's like I said, it takes one person to screw it up.
Mm-hmm. It really does. That's true.
Well, the other thing that kills me this town, you can go the speed limit. You can even go 5 over. People go it's under the speed limit. It drives me nuts. Under the speed limit. Come on.
Hey, I'm with you. Hey, then I'm driving.
People that are driving legally, come on.
Then I'm driving down to Wahpeton. This one kills me, too. So there's a vehicle in front of me on I-29, and there's a vehicle in front of me. I want to pass it, but there's this elderly knucklehead couple from Idaho in their big,
you
massive
know who you are.
Denali. And what do? They're behind me. They come around because I want to pass, but I can't because I see that they're coming around. I'm like, okay, I figure I'll let them pass. So I'll get behind them.
But then they lock up with the other person.
No, what do they? They don't even lock up the other person. I swear, I'm not kidding. They are side by side with me, just a little bit ahead of me, just enough for like 5 miles.
Oh,
so
that's
I can't.
Too long.
And I'm looking at them like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm
push
glad you threw
gas.
The old people under the bus, and I didn't. So you said it, not me, but that's fact.
Oh, no. See, no, that's fake. No, that's fake news. No, I didn't. I said elderly.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it, buddy.
God bless.
Yeah, 293-9000. Hey, Chris, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, hey, Jay. Hey. Talking about this, I'm laughing. Earlier today, young girl in a little VW Beetle, the new ones.
Yeah.
Lit me off. She was coming on to merge. I'm in my delivery truck, and it's like there's a vehicle next to me. But she of course can't see it.
No,
and she's not paying attention, and I'm watching her, and I'm thinking she ain't paying attention. At the very last second, she looks over at me.
she gets all ticked, kind of slams on her brakes, you know, because she has to do something now.
Yeah.
So she gets on the interstate behind me, and as she's coming by me, I just know it. I could just feel it in my bones. Sure enough, she's giving me this witch face, and she is just giving it to me. And I'm just like, what do you do? I'm too old. I don't even get mad anymore. I'm just like, you dummy. And you know, I just think this every time.
I can't even
when
do
this
my spree. I'm laughing.
Situation
so
happens. I think of the squadron that was next to ours when I was in boot camp. They had a slogan painted on their wall, and it said this: lead, follow, or get out of the way.
There
and I always
you
think
go.
Of that.
There you go.
On the roads or in boot camp,
I'm
it works.
Serious, I was so mad this morning. I'm
and
like,
people
okay,
are so
that's
upset.
Number one on my
recreational
list.
Recreational marijuana has to be a thing in North Dakota. The people are so
just
upset.
To calm them down from driving.
Just to calm them down.
Oh, well, it's just knotheads out there.
I was running some errands this morning, and somebody cut me off, and I have like the Christmas music on my car, and I seriously laughed at myself, no doubt, because I was in the middle of really belting out Silent Night, and then when somebody cut me off and Silent Night you know,
did you yeah.
And then I was back to the Christmas
I want
music.
A recording of that.
I gave him the business and then was back to Silent Night in a jiffy.
Chris, appreciate the phone call, buddy. I got one open line. Call now, you will get in. John J. Thomas Show.
You know, Jay, I'm concerned about Kirsten in this Midwest night.
Yeah, I am too.
Is there a Christmas party in the building? Is she like Hoda? She's hitting the mimosas already today?
Oh, if that were a thing only.
Oh, my God.
Jay, you got some time off over Christmas.
Yep.
Why don't you, you can ride in my cab and smoke, and why don't you ride around with me for part of a day, and you're going to see some blank that you've never seen, man.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I could ride around with you for a day.
Who, me or John?
John.
What do you mean smoke in your cab? That's against the law in North Dakota. Aren't you supposed to have
whatever.
Those no smoking
yeah,
stickers?
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever.
Johnny, appreciate the phone call. Let's see.
What I've learned is a lot of people break the law out there.
Yes, they do. Holly, J. Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay. Hey. I am laughing my butt off because everything that everybody has said, hey, man, oh, my God. I agree with them. You just want to... People getting their driver's license out of a Cracker Jack box some days are way too good. Holy cow. I'm going down the interstate right now. My pet peeve, look in your rearview mirror before you pull over. Oh, I've had almost four people dang near take off the front end of my vehicle.
I'm serious. I mean, they are morons. Just morons.
Merry Christmas to everybody
listening. Yeah, yeah. Ho, ho, ho. We're having Festivus right now. We got the poll up, and it's the airing of grievances. Mm-hmm. And it's people that
happening.
Don't know how to use the damn interstate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And God. What you're talking about as far as merging, I agree. Either get up to speed and get on, or fall behind me, because I ain't moving over unless I have to.
So watch out for Holly, folks.
Exactly. I put a lot of miles on.
Oh,
I think I go right there.
Don't you love this one? Don't you love this one, too? All right, how about when people decide they're going to get off the interstate, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom, they just move over and up, and it's like, what the hell just happened? There's like, blinkers!
Yep.
Blinkers!
Exactly, Jay.
God.
9 times out of 10, they're way over in the left lane. They don't even look. They don't even blink. They just go, and they're going across 3 lanes to get off.
I'm telling you, man.
You know?
Well, like I said, we were down to the cities. I was impressed. That bus driver, he wasn't messing around with anybody. It was like, hey, I ain't moving over for you. I ain't slowing. I mean, it was like, damn. But people down there, again, they don't have perfect driving down there. But I'm serious. You don't see what you see up here when it comes to merging. And I got to believe, of course, there's tons of different interstates down there, I-94, I-69, all that. But, I mean, come on. Holly, appreciate the phone call. Come on, man. Don't be breaking on the interstate to let people in.
I have learned when I'm out and about shopping, so this is not interstate, but you kind of have to watch through the rear view window people pointing because they're not using their blinkers like you're saying. So you watch for the passenger to point to the driver what direction that person wants to go.
That's safe. And
so I'm watching because I know something's going to happen because they're slowing up, braking, going. So I know a turn's coming. No blinker, but you watch for the pointer in the passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
That's my new tip.
Kara, Jay Thomas Show.
My pet peeve is roundabouts. People stop.
Yeah, I love
the roundabout.
I love you.
I, honest to God, I went to a basketball game, Kirsten, you know who I am,
yes,
for my granddaughter at Davies, and the person ahead of me stopped at every roundabout. I thought I was going to miss the damn game.
There are quite a few.
Hey, there's no one coming.
I'm a guy that hates roundabouts. It took me a while to figure them out, but once I figured them out,
you hit a hot button.
I still hate them. But I'm going to tell you, Karen, this summer.
And not going the speed limit, I got to tell you.
No,
I'm
going.
Grandma Karen does not.
I
was going to say, Grandma Karen's not a grandma driver.
No, Karen, let me tell you something.
That's what I think one of the coaches told Paige, oh, yeah, drive like your grandma. No, not your grandma.
Don't drive like Grandma Karen. Oh, my God.
Anyway, roundabouts, I hate them. I wouldn't hate them if the people ahead of me know how to drive.
Listen,
so that's my two cents.
Karen, this summer, when I'm heading out to Horace or heading out that way, Cheyenne was shut down, so you had to take Veterans Boulevard. You want to see the oh my God nightmare from hell roundabout circus? There's like four of them after like 32nd Street. And now everybody's using this because they can't use Cheyenne Street. This is the detour.
So it's even worse.
Every single roundabout, people are stopping.
Yeah.
And it's backed up for miles.
Oh, thank you, Karen, for getting them fired up again. Yeah.
Miles.
I do what I can, Curse. You know that.
Good God. I hate these things.
Thanks, Karen.
Love you, Grandma.
Love you, too. Bye, guys.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Take a breath. Seriously, now we're going to have to do another show with some peaceful Christmas stuff to get people back to holiday spirit.
I hate Christmas music.
Wow, the Grinch.
I love Christmas music.
Full on Grinch. I do too.
You guys. Mark in Yulin. I'm so upset. Jay Thomas Show.
Hello, Jay, buddy. How are you doing, man?
Not good.
Not good, Mark. What's
not
up?
Not good.
Well, I tell you what. I got to tell you another one here that... I was driving gravel in the Minneapolis area or whatever, you know, 80,000 pounds or whatever.
Oh, no.
And it's got more to do with construction or lane closures or whatever. Have you ever seen and witnessed where it says left lane only or whatever, and there's like a right turning lane or whatever, and these guys have got no patience, and they come flying by you in the turn lane to try and beat you to the next frickin' stoplight or something.
That's not okay.
And I'll tell you what I did. And I'd meet him, and I had 80,000 pounds behind me, and the car ahead of me, I was 18 inches from his bumper, and they're signaling to get back in the lane.
Uh-uh.
Are you crazy? I'm letting you in there. Are you nuts?
Good for you.
No, thank you. I gave at the office.
Oh, man.
All right, Jay, buddy. I love your show, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Glad you're listening. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. One more, then we'll get to the headlines and for the news tonight. Then we can take more of your calls. There he is. What?
The Merry Christmas, Jay.
Van, what the hell do you want?
Well, you know what I want? You know, a number of years ago, I was down in Birmingham, Alabama.
With a banjo on my knee. Okay, I'm sorry.
With a banjo on my knee and driving. I was down there for work. And the first morning there, I jump out on the interstate. There's a reason why those boys can drive NASCAR cars. And I'm not exaggerating. 80 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, on the interstate, three lanes wide. And I swear to God, I needed a spotter to move over. And, of course, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm not exaggerating. 80 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, they keep going. And it doesn't stop. And people coming under the interstate, on the on-ramp, boom. It's just like coming off a pit road.
You get me upset again.
There it is. It doesn't stop.
Hey, Van, appreciate the phone call. I got to rock and roll, brother. Kirsten's got, we got a ton of emails. We'll get to those more. Your phone calls coming up. Quickly, Jay, I agree. Home run. I agree. 1,000%. That is my biggest pet peeve. People hitting their brakes on the interstate. Idiots. They would never make it driving in the cities. Yeah, you right there. Well, if you see that in the cities, it's probably somebody from up here driving down there.
That hurts.
But again, all you people out there listening, you're the good drivers.
Okay? We're not talking about you.
We're not talking about you.
Unless you're braking right now.
Unless you're from Idaho and have a Denali.
Oh, my God.
I'm
looking at him going, move. I'm giving him this. I'm giving him the, well, you can't see it on the radio. Oh, I got the videos. I'm giving him the, would you move your damn truck? Uh-huh. They paced me for like 5 miles.
Oh, that,
I was like,
that infuriates
and
me.
And again, I was ready to come out, go around. I'm like, they're behind. I see them. I was like, well, they pulled out. I'll let them, and then I'll get behind it. And then they just bump, and it's just pacing. It's like, I don't see pace car on your Denali. So maybe, move your ass.
Maybe he was like, oh, he's going a nice speed. Let's just have a little wingman here and do this.
God, Lord. And then they turned off. Where'd they turn? I can't remember where they turned off. I thought maybe they're heading down to I-80, then back to Idaho. I think they turned off just before the, yeah. When you get to Wapiton, you could either go, well, you get on I-80 and you head west.
Okay.
You get all the way down to Nebraska. So they end up turning off at, because when you get to Wapiton, you take Wapiton. What's the one before Wapiton? They're both right there. You take this one.
Okay.
Or you go like another 30 feet, slow down on the interstate, get over.
I feel like one of their Saturday
Night
Live skits, like the one where they do, where they always talk about the interstates in California. I was on the 101, and then I took a left on the 2.
Took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Every day.
Hey, what's coming up on the news
tonight? I have no idea.
Okay, do we really care?
Really?
Does it really matter at this point?
I was a lot more in the holiday spirit before I came here
today. It's
going
to be a half hour of Jay just complaining about drivers.
Yeah, run that on the news tonight.
Yeah, oh boy, that'd be interesting. Okay, coming up tonight, very
some
seriously,
stuff.
A story that will have you shaking your heads. It will have you angry.
Didn't we just
I know
go
it does
this?
Me. Not like that.
Oh, boy.
But a mom who recently lost one son and helped another recover after they were involved in a drunk driving crash that was very high profile.
Mm-hmm.
She recently inherited a car from her grandfather. That car was stolen.
Oh, come on.
And it had things from her son's funeral in the car that are now gone. It's a story that just makes you so angry. We'll tell you about that coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. Also coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, we're following the mediation between the City of Fargo, the Airport Authority, ending the mediations, ending at the end of the day today. We'll tell you where they are at, if it's impasse or if they were able to come to an agreement. That's coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. Also coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, UND has an app for students to help them get around more safely around campus. And Matt Henson in Fergus Falls, they're dealing with some winter flooding. And we were chatting a little bit about this at our afternoon meeting. It doesn't happen very often. And we're looking into, you know, why they're having to do sandbagging, use sump pumps. It's the real deal along the Ottertail River. So we'll have more on that coming up tonight at 10 o'clock.
All that more tonight, 5, 6, and 10 in high definition from the news leader number one in the region, WDAY News. What are you doing?
There we go.
You know, when it comes to
hey!
Christmas music. I don't hate all of it, but a lot of it I'm just not a fan of.
Sure.
Is this Brian Setzer? Yeah, Brian Setzer Orchestra. I love him. Mm-hmm. His Christmas music, because he will mix in some current pop.
I knew that. That's why I played this.
He'll just like,
I'm trying to get him
go.
In the spirit.
Oh,
here.
Man, yeah.
Ease
yeah,
him back.
Yeah. Hey, you got to see his Christmas special. It is
great. I will
great.
Have to do that. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kirsten Kaley.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We got to do some weather. Then, Shane Tibiotoski, I see he's here from Caliber Home Loans. We'll talk to that knucklehead. That's coming up, too, Jay Thomas Show. And you could be, too. You could be on your way to your home, sweet home, your new home for the holidays. Well, not holidays this year, because there's no way you're getting that rolling before Christmas this year.
No.
But could be next year.
Could be next year.
Could be next year, man.
Could be next year. Could get in by Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Easter.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely Easter for sure. Yeah.
Could get in Valentine's Day.
What's going on, Shane Tibiatowski? Caliber Home Loans Fargo.
Winding down to the end of the year, which is really good. Thanks to all my clients and customers and, of course, all the listeners that are out there. But it's coming down to getting to be 2020. Lots of great things happening. New loan limits that are coming out. Yeah. So it's going to open some doors for some people. Credit-wise, too. Obviously, still helping people. The one thing that I would like to say is to cap off a little bit what we talked about last week. So some people may have quite a bit of debt that they want to get rid of.
Yeah.
If you got equity in the house, let's talk. Because you can get rid of that. You don't necessarily have to go back to a 30-year either.
Mm-hmm.
So just being able to save, you know, depending upon what your car payment is or how much you owe on some credit cards or...
You wipe all that out.
Wipe it
no,
all out.
No, it's not going away because you're going to pay on that equity loan.
Well, correct.
But it's
going to
be
on the loan,
way lower.
But you're going to have a heck of a lot lower payment.
More money in your pocket.
More manageable. You can take money to... extra money and pay it down, pay the mortgage down. You know, one extra payment's going to knock off about 6.7 years.
Yeah.
Roughly around there. One extra payment a month.
Wow.
On a 30-year mortgage. So there's lots of things that we can talk about and stuff. And obviously this time of year, it's people aren't thinking about that. They're thinking about getting the last bit of Christmas shopping. Are you done? I've got like two things to get.
I think I got like one thing left and that's it. Yeah, I'm pretty much, I'm done.
You ever had, when you were, had the kids living at home, did you ever have one of those Christmases where the kids were kind of ornery too and you're just thinking, you know, maybe I should cancel Christmas
actually,
on them?
Honestly, no, never.
I've been thinking about that.
Our boys were pretty laid back, pretty easy going. Ty was always, life wasn't fair.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, we never, actually, I don't know what you're talking about. You're going, oh, you know what? You kids, you know what?
Yeah.
No, just they were just really laid back kids. They weren't that crazy out of control.
Yeah,
you experiencing that, Shane?
A little bit.
Well, when you got 43 children, what do you expect, man? Bound to be a bad apple somewhere.
Only four boys and four girls.
Oh, that's just eight kids.
That's it.
God, eight kids.
Yeah.
What's the youngest? What's the oldest?
Morgan's going to be 26 next month, and she's getting married in October.
Oh, good. All right.
We just found a facility.
Okay.
And Emma Lisa, she is 8.
Oh, my God. You got
going
you
on got, 18.
Well, all girls are. You got quite a spread from 8 to...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's it'll be a fun Christmas, and, you know, it's just one of those where you kind of would like to just say, hey, I'm canceling Christmas this year. Or say, hey, here's your present. Open this one up.
Yep.
This is what you were going to get if you were behaving.
Well, if the kids weren't around, yeah, you just say, hey, we're canceling Christmas and we're going on vacation.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Yeah, we're gone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, grandma's coming to watch you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so I'm checking something there. All right, so Caliber Home Loans holidays, of course, Christmas Eve, close Christmas Day.
We'll be open Monday and halfway on Tuesday. We've got some things going, and then we'll be closed for the rest of the week. And then, of course, New Year's comes around, and it's that time of year, man. But it's a good time of year, and it's happy. A lot of people get some things done, and then they get that fresh start. So definitely, you know, look us up once 2020 hits, and let's talk because there's some great things that are happening out there, and. Lots to do.
A lot of homes out there. Market's doing fantastic.
Yep.
It is both a buyer's and seller's market.
Yep.
It really is.
Yep.
So
lots we can help with. So it doesn't matter if, you know, you got a few dings on the credit or you need help with understanding how to do this, understanding how to do that, how this can work and that can work. There's so many different options out there. So,
hey. Listen, Shay needs the business. He's got to feed those kids.
There's only five left at the house, so we're good.
Only five. So what do you think your food bill is a month with five still at home?
Oh, easy.
Because I know what we had with two, and it was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even want to say.
Yeah, it's,
we shop at Costco or Sam's, either or. We got a card at both.
You know that big shopping cart you see in the parades with the motor with the 350 Chevy?
I have two of those.
Shane uses one of those to go shopping.
No, I have two.
You got two of them? All right, Caliber Home Loans, real easy. Just Google Caliber Home Loans Fargo. That's going to give you address, phone numbers. Get a hold of these folks. They are going to take care of you. Whether it's your first home, you're downsizing, you're upsizing, you're looking for a lake place, you're looking for a winter place, They will handle you. They'll take care of you. They're going to treat you right from start to finish. They're there for you. I can't say enough about Caliber Home Loans. So many of my listeners have used you guys.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Caliber Home Loans Fargo. Thanks, Shane. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, buddy. All right, folks. We're out of here. Back tomorrow to wrap things up for the year at 2 o'clock. News is next.